It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it just might be that anal sex is not just for the sexually daring anymore, and it's becoming more and more common in bedrooms around the world. But we can't let that fool us, because it is really something different. Everybody is not comfortable with it. We're going to talk about what to do if you're feeling pressured to try it, or if you're curious and want to try it. My guest is sexologist Dr. Leanna Wolf. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wolf. So, anal sex, it's becoming more common, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So it's not just for porn movies and stuff anymore.
No, and it's not just for gay men.
And it's not just for gay men.
What's interesting is even as something that gay men did, it was actually very rare at the turn of the last century. The research done then showed that maybe 8% of men were doing it, and by the 1950s, 15%. But by the end of the last century, over 80%, and even more today. And as for heterosexuals, it's absolutely on the rise, especially for people under 50. We see a large number of them thinking of it as something that should be part of their repertoire.
Well, so Dr. Wolf, let's play. Let's just do some.
I
want to play. Well, let's do some pros and cons here. So cons. First of all, if you're someone who's curious.
Let's first start with what's anal play, because it isn't just anal intercourse.
Okay. So kind of give us a working definition.
So basically, the anus is an area that has lots and lots of nerve endings. And so any touching of it or engaging of it can be very exciting, and especially if one includes it along with other erotic regions. So if, let's say, you're exciting three regions at once, you're going to get a very excited person there. So why, do the clitoris, or why just do the nipples? Why not do the clitoris, the nipples, and the anus? Or the clitoris, the anus, and the G-spot. So if you're engaging somebody in that in that many regions, it can be very, very hot. And as for what we might include as anal play, it certainly would be anal intercourse, but other things too, like just inserting a finger, or inserting a vibrator, or doing analingus, which would be touching the tongue to the anal area, or inserting a butt plug or an anal plug, or having the partner wear a dildo or a strap-on. And certainly there's also anal fisting.
Okay, so now, really, especially where men are concerned, this has always been seen as something that would make them look gay. And women have been afraid that it's a little maybe degrading, or, until the book Fifty Shades of Grey, and then women first learned about things like butt plugs and all of this, and then kind of had these erotic fantasies.
There
First of all.
Basically, sexual orientation is completely different than sexual activity. So one can find any number of activities exciting, and that has nothing to do with who they fall in love with, who they feel deep attraction to. And so whether a man enjoys being penetrated or enjoys penetrating an anus, it does not make him gay. It's just another flavor that may add to his erotic repertoire.
Now, for women, some cons. Is this a very painful thing?
Well, it depends on how excited the woman is and how experienced she is. And so certainly a woman who's never been penetrated is likely to find it very painful. And so she needs prepping. She shouldn't just presume it can work. And there's, certainly cultures that have had reasons to do anal play. For example, the ancient Greeks and Romans, this was standard behavior for elder statesmen and their younger proteges who were their lovers. And they this was part of any man's repertoire, was to do this.
Well, okay, so I understand that there's history, but let's get to really some specifics, Dr. Wolf, because this is what women want to know. So first of all, is it messy?
Well, it doesn't have to be messy if she gives herself an enema prior, so that there isn't a lot of extra fecal matter in her anal region.
Okay, so an enema is a first step to preparing. What about lubrication?
Absolutely. Basically, the anus isn't what we might call a natural region for penetration, and so one has to be really, really careful in terms of having adequate lubrication. If not, there can be tears, and that is very, very dangerous if one is having unprotected anal sex, because it could lead to the spread of diseases, and we don't want that.
Okay, so spreading diseases, the mess, what about the smell? You know, women, we're very hypersensitive to that sort of thing, and that's not our prettiest area. So, you know, what do we do about getting over that feeling of,
well,
yikes?
I think basically smell all has to do with association. And so if it's associated with intense erotic pleasure and exploration and excitement, I think getting over the smell would be a reasonably easy thing to happen. And also, if, you know, her lower intestines have been cleaned because she did an enema, she should be fine.
Okay, and now what if she is feeling pressured by her loved one to try this and just not ready for it?
Well, then they should start really slow and maybe start with finger stimulation, and not presume that a whole penis should be inserted, but start with a finger.
Now, you're a sexologist, so if a couple comes to you and he says, well, she just won't try it, and I want to try it, then what do you say to them? Do you just tell him to forget it and it's not for her, or do you try and convince her to give it a shot?
That's a tricky one, because there's no one answer for every couple. And, and it certainly depends on the options that each couple sees that's part of their relationship. Some people feel that the only thing that would be reasonable in a situation like that is to go along with it, and other people would say, well, no, why don't you find someone else to do that with? And we actually did a study a couple years ago where we asked people if their partner didn't want to do it, what would they do? And I think we had a really high number of our respondents that basically said that they would go find somebody else. They would go. It wasn't that big a deal, and it wouldn't be a reason to leave the relationship. It wouldn't be a reason to have an affair. It wouldn't be a reason to look for another lover.
So it's not that always important, really. Now, we just only have a minute left, Dr. Wolf. So really give us your best advice on, if a couple wants to try this, give us your top five things they really need to do.
Well, they really need to be prepared. They need to have adequate lubrication. They need to start very, very slowly. Start with fingers, maybe add with a small insertion vibrator, and if they want to try analingus, absolutely use a dental dam or saran wrap or some way to cover it so that you're not going to have mouth fecal contact. That's really dangerous. And have fun. Relax. Don't expect to get there in one day. Build for it. Use it as an add-on stimulation to all the other stimulants. Most of the people that we surveyed who do this do it rarely, meaning a couple times a year. It's not the standard repertoire for most heterosexuals. The heterosexuals who do like it a lot are people who are, I guess in your 50 Shades of Grey, kinky identified people.
Well, they certainly might be, but it's something, if you're curious, take some of the advice that Dr. Wolf just gave. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.